Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
When every head of cattle counts, stay at the head of the class with the proven treatment of Cydectin, Moxidectin. Cydectin's pour-on formulation is the only cattle dewormer in its chemical class and provides proven treatment of 33 parasite species and stages. Cydectin's broad-spectrum control has also been shown to result in increased weight gain and helps reduce pasture contamination. Visit your local retailer or BayerLivestock.com for more information. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
There are no typical growing seasons. Each brings different challenges. So what if this year you do something different? Like stepping up to proprietary C2 fertilizer technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Step up to improved extended nutrient efficiency and plant performance. Step up to better productivity and profitability in your fields. Don't treat it like a typical growing season. Take your fertility program to the next level with C2 technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Talk to your crop consultant or learn more at lpi.ag/step up.
Well, the Department of Agriculture may roll out a plan to provide relief to farmers this week. Reuters reports the plan may be unveiled soon as part of the billions of dollars in funding made available to farmers and ranchers through the CARES Act. USDA sources say the initial plan will include direct payments to farmers using CARES Act funding and other resources. The CARES Act includes $9.5 billion in dedicated disaster funding, along with $14 billion to replenish the Commodity Credit Corporation. However, USDA previously indicated the CCC funding cannot be used until later this summer. The CCC has $6 billion in borrowing authority left out of the $30 billion that's allowed annually until June the 30th. The $9.5 billion is expected to be used to assist livestock producers, along with fruit and vegetable growers and those who sell direct to consumers. USDA expects to announce additional aid phases as funding becomes available later this summer. Well, cow-calf producers will be hit the hardest by an estimated $13.6 billion in damages from the COVID-19 crisis. That's the summary of an economic analysis by a Blue Ribbon Committee of Economists chaired by Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University. Peel said another concern with the COVID-19 pandemic is the closure of several packing plants. He adds that this is a very unique situation.
Well, I do think there's significant risk out here. We've never had a situation in this country like this where we have the threat of having multiple plants, whether we're talking beef, pork, or poultry, and even across all sectors, it's an even bigger threat in some sense. So as far as beef goes, we just don't know, but depending on what happens with these health impacts of the workforce, we could wind up in a worst-case scenario with multiple plants down at once, and that would create significant disruption in the flow of product moving through marketplace.
The North American Meat Institute says unaffected plants have ramped up processing to help offset shortages, but other challenges, repackaging for retail from restaurants, consumer hoarding, and a patchwork of state and local rules are all stressing a system never set up to withstand the demands of a pandemic. Well, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval will be joining the Great American Economic Revival Industry Group that's focused on agriculture. President Trump created 17 groups to help shape plans to reopen the economy following the COVID-19 pandemic. Zippy Duval said, "I'm honored to have been chosen by President Trump to join the Great Economic Revival Industry Group that's focusing on ag. America's farmers and ranchers are deeply committed to feeding the nation during this crisis, but there's mounting challenges threatening their ability to put food on America's tables." You've got farm news on Ron.
Fly season is rapidly approaching, but there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.